You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 10. It is the 10th episode of Spill Those Thoughts. I am once again in a different setting. Oh, and here, okay. As you can hear, you might hear wind. I am sitting outside right now, recording this episode. So this episode is going up late. I upload episodes on Fridays, but I had a really busy week, and then the day before was busy, so therefore it was busy because of Friday, so I didn't have much time to really record anything. So I was like, you know what, let's just delay it. But I'm sitting outside. I came out here a little bit ago because I was going to read my book. I'm reading Sunrise on the Reaping, the new Hunger Games book. I read for a little bit, and then it started raining. But now it's like, it's still sprinkling, but it's like really breezy and it's really nice. But the sky is blue again. So I was like, you know what? Let me record the episode right now. Cause it's like cloudy on one side, and then it's like really blue and the sun is out on the other side. But yeah, I sound a little like less chaotic today because one, it's the weekend, and two, it's like midday. Well, not midday. Midday is like 12. It's like 6 p.m. right now. Oh, somebody just got here. Oh, my sister's here. She said she's gonna get here. So she's here. But yeah, I feel great right now. I came out here and put some of my relaxing music on, and I was reading my book and I put it down for a second. I just looked up and I was like, well, life is so pretty. It can be really, really messed up sometimes, but sometimes it can be really, really nice, really hopeful. And that's what I was feeling right now. I've been scrolling on TikTok today, and I've been seeing... Oh, my microphone's getting really wet. I hope that doesn't mess it up. Anyways, I've been seeing lots of posts today on, like, TikTok of all of, like, the protests going on today around the world. Around the world at this point, because it's becoming a worldwide thing, but mainly around the country, protesting against the government that's currently in place, and it made me really happy, and I kind of cried at one of them, because it's really pretty and beautiful to see people unite, finally, even though it's really late, but it's never too late, really. But yeah, I was just thinking, how pretty is life? I thought about that the other day, too. I don't even remember. I was just sitting in bed, I think, and I was just thinking about all the things that I've been able to do. Oh my gosh, my neighbors are out too. Why is everybody out? I was looking through my Instagram highlights, because I do, like, I started doing those dumps, like the monthly dumps, around this time last year. And I looked through all of them, and I was like, wow, I love my life. I'm so grateful for my life. I've gotten to do so many things really, really in the past year, or really in the past 2 years, actually, that I never imagined I would have been able to do. Traveling, going to concerts, getting to do stuff with my family, with my cousins, with my friends, just living life. And it's so pretty. I'm like staring up at the sky right now, and I'm so thankful for everything right now. It's cons right now because of how the world is, but at the end of the day, we have ourselves, and as long as we are in a good place mentally, we can be there for others as well. I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but like, my neighbors just started playing music full blast. Of course, the one time I want to come sit outside to do my podcast or just sit outside in general, they just want to turn on their full music at blast. Ugh. Sorry, that didn't mean to sound rude. I wanted my peace, but it's okay. Yeah, I just wanted to, I guess, start recording it now. I'm like coming into this blind right now because I didn't even know what I wanted to talk about. But I don't know. Can y'all hear that? Y'all probably can't hear that, but I can hear it. They're playing cumbia. And it's pretty warm today, but the breeze is really cool. So it's like blue. Like, the sky is so blue right now. Like, it looks like straight out of a movie. And like, literally, no joke, like 5 minutes ago, it was like so gray, but now it's stopped raining too. And then also the grass is getting green again, 'cause we're approaching the time where everything is going to start blooming again. But there is a lot of pollen everywhere, which is really, really unfortunate, and I don't like that. But because, like, literally my car, it's like a thick crust of pollen right now. I hate that. No, but yeah, it's like it's warm. Actually, this morning I came outside. I came outside for something, and it was like the sun was on full blast, and it was hot. Like, really hot. And like, my sister, she works out, and we have like this like outdoor, it's like another like almost like storage shed outside, but she has all her workout stuff in there, and she goes in there to work out, and she like came in and she was like drenched in sweat. I was like, I do not know how you can do that. Like, that is so freaking hot. What are they doing? Are they like barbecuing? I am so glad our fence is like, it's not tall, but it's like, part of it is like not see-through. Obviously it's not see-through, but it's not like, it's wired fence, but like it's covered up, so like they can't see me over here, but I can see them over there. No, but yeah. And then they're always, their dog, oh my gosh, our neighbor's dog is so annoying. And I'm sorry if my neighbor, because I don't know if they listen to, I don't know, because they have a kid, some kids our age, I think that's, I don't even know who's out there, but like, their dog is so freaking annoying. I hate their freaking dog. They've been living here for, how old is her youngest kid? I think they've been here for like almost 10 years, I think close to 10 years. And, they got a dog like the second year they moved in, and it's literally still to this day barks at us like crazy. Like, you know, when you have a neighbor and they get a dog, yeah, the first couple months, even the first year, they're like, they bark at you or something because they still don't know you. But after so long of living there, like, they get used to you, so they don't bark at you. No, this dog is like insane. Like, it's literally insane. And every single time, like, we're out here, it, like, they let him out and he just starts barking and they don't tell him anything. It's so annoying. And I hate that dog. And then my dog, Mia, she's the sweetest little thing ever. She like goes over there and like barks at him, and he gets like scared, I guess. So he stops barking. But I'm like, yeah, Mia, you better claim your territory, because you were here first. Yes, you were. But yeah. And now he came out here and turned that music on full blast. That actually made me mad. I was really peaceful. I was in a very zen mode. And then he just came out here and started blasting his music, and now I am mad. Because why weren't you doing this before I was out here? You saw me out here, so now you turned the music on. That's actually kind of rude. I was also, because, so we were, I was inside a little bit ago, and me, my mom, and my sister were literally rummaging through the kitchen. Like, we were, like, anything we would find, we would just start heating up and eating because we were literally so hungry. And I just, out of nowhere, I just started craving Chinese food. So now I'm like, should I go get takeout? But if I get takeout, we have to get for everybody because my whole family's here right now. So we would have to get takeout for everybody. But I want some, like, chicken lo mein or something. I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. You see, that's one thing too. I need to fix that because if I'm bored or I'm just at home on weekends, I'm just like constantly eating because I'm like bored. So I'm eating out of boredom, but I'm like, let's not do that because that's literally not okay. Like, yes, you should eat, but not like every 5 minutes. So I won't eat anything for right now, but if I do end up wanting some Chinese food, I guess. Oh, I'm so dumb. I put the microphone on mute. Sorry for that. I I was recording, and all of a sudden, because I wear headphones too to listen back to myself, so I make sure it's recording. Hence, that would have been horrible if I would have not had headphones on and known that it stopped recording. Anyways, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, I need to stop eating out of boredom. That music is getting on my nerves. I'm so mad that he turned that music on. Oh my goodness. And I don't want to go inside because I like being out here because it's so pretty, but ugh. Man, I'm gonna throw a rock over there and be like, turn that music off. And he's looking over, he looks over here every like 5 minutes, so he knows I'm sitting here, so he's like, he's probably annoyed, so I'm gonna turn it up more. Oh my goodness, I'm mad. Anyways, I'm not mad. And now there's an airplane going. A helicopter, actually. Oh, that's a big helicopter. Oh. I get scared when helicopters fly above, like, us. Or, like, in general, just above houses or something. Because I'm like, why is there need for that big thing to be flying right above me? Whoa, that is huge. That is humongous. And it's, like, close down, too. Wow. Anyways, yeah, that just caught, sorry, I'm like staring up now and I'm like, I'm seeing so many, like, there's like bees flying and flies, and I can see the moon now. It's still sunny outside, but you know how you can see the moon during the day and then the clouds. Ugh, so peaceful if that music wasn't playing at full blast right now. But also, oh my gosh, the Minecraft movie came out yesterday. Was it? Yeah, it came out yesterday, and I want to go watch it because, first of all, I'm a Minecraft kid at heart. Like, Minecraft is possibly, actually, it is the best game ever created. There will never be a game that will ever top Minecraft, in my opinion. I just love it. And the weird thing too about me is that I actually never really enjoyed playing survival mode. I only ever had one survival world, and that was with my friend Kinsey. We played that for a bit, but then we stopped playing it. So, and I stopped playing it in survival. I switched it back to creative. But I am a creative world guy. I love building things and being creative and building huge houses and mansions and all these kind of weird, intricate things. I have a whole city and it has a school. I love building schools. I love building schools in Minecraft. But yeah, it came out yesterday and I really, really want to go see it. So I might go see it tomorrow. Because I don't think I want to go out today. I don't think I want to go today, but I do want to see it because I've been seeing like TikToks of people going and there's like so many Easter eggs hinting at things that only real ones would know. So I'm like, I really, really want to go see it. But yeah. Oh yeah, yesterday too, I only worked till 12. I got off at 12 because I had to go to my class, my ambassador class, and it was like far away. It was like an hour drive from where I work, which is still about like an hour drive from where I live too. But, and we did like our presentations for our final, and I did mine with, because it was a group project, well, a partner project, and it was me with this other guy, his name is Zach, and he and I did on like the world's deadliest animal. Guess what it is, guys? Mosquitoes. Yes, those little tiny things, that is the deadliest thing in the whole entire world, like the deadliest animal. So now it's like, it's mosquito season, and now I'm like, I don't even want to be outside sometimes, because I'm like, what if I get bit by one and I die? Oh my gosh, that's so morbid. Let me not say that. Me after, I was just saying, I love my life. It's so pretty. No, but for real though, I recommend that you go outside, because I feel like nowadays we're so used to just being inside, whether it be for work, school, or just at home, and constantly be looking at a screen. Like, we are literally glued to screens nowadays. Like, on my part, I stare at a screen for 8 hours a day because I'm at work. And then I come home and I stare at another screen on my phone or on my computer while I'm eating or something, or watching a movie or watching a show or watching TikTok or watching Instagram. Like, I feel like our lives are so heavily revolved around the screen that it's so nice to just not be on it for a bit and step outside and really take in what is literally outside for us for free. Like, it's so beautiful. Like, you can hear the birds right now, the wind, the breeze. I feel like that's gonna be the whole time this podcast, just the wind, the breeze, the clouds. No, but yeah, I just, and close, we have a big backyard too, and like, it's not like, it's like there's concrete part of it, and then there's grass, and then it's just so many like beautiful trees and stuff. I just, there I go again, muting the microphone. Need to stop touching that right there. Oh my gosh, now there's more people out there. Anyways, I feel like I had a pretty good week. It was a little hectic because I had to go work on that project every single day this week, but I feel like it was pretty good. And then yesterday I obviously went to that class, and I got Taco Bell yesterday. I was so freaking sad. Well, actually, I was sad and mad. Oh, sorry. Wow, I was sad and happy. Sorry, sad because they took away the Crunchwrap sliders that were so freaking good. They took them away and replaced them with these like cheddar crust chalupas, something like that. But those are good. So I'm like, okay, that's okay. I was also sad because I used my rewards and I had a free reward, so I redeemed it. And she was like, "What do you want to use it for?" And she gave me like the options, and I was like, "Ooh, let me get some cinnamon twist, because of course, cinnamon twist." And then I get my food, and I'm ready to eat my cinnamon twist, and they're not in there. They put a bag of chips instead, like their Taco Bell chips that they give you instead of the cinnamon twist, which I was really sad. Which, yeah, they were free, so I didn't pay for them. If I would have paid for them, I would have been like, "Hey, y'all forgot to put my cinnamon twist." I would have went back. I would have been like, "Hey, y'all forgot to put my cinnamon twist in there. What's the deal with that?" But since they were free, I was like, whatever. It's okay. I guess I'll just have that craving till next time. The good thing, actually the great thing, I was so happy when I found this out, is that they brought back the nacho fries. I love the nacho fries, and when they took them away, I was so sad and I was so mad, and I was like, why did you guys do that? But they brought them back. The bad thing though is that they keep bringing them back, and they keep calling them a limited time item, limited time item. And I'm like, can y'all just not put them on the menu permanently? Like, I hate when restaurants do that. Like, why are we putting, like, especially if it's like an item, like, I get it if it's a limited time item and it's the most disgusting, most foul thing, and nobody ends up getting it. But if it's an item that's so freaking good that everybody loves, just put it on the menu constantly. You'll be making more money from it than constantly taking it off. I guess it's a marketing tactic, because it works. Hey, it works on me. You take them away, I get sad. You bring them back, I go. But either way, I'll go. Either way, I'll go get my Cantina crispy chicken tacos. Ooh, those are so good. Except yesterday's, one of them was like all like mumble jumbled in the packaging. I was like, this is like, it was all torn apart. Like it wasn't like, it didn't look like they had taken bites out of it. No, but like, it was honestly kind of soggy. So like when I picked it up, it just all fell apart. I was like, oh, this is kind of sad. And also it was extremely hot. Like it was like burning, like first degree burns hot. I was like, this is insanely hot. This shouldn't be okay to be serving people. But I enjoyed it. It was great. I love going on like driving by myself places and then getting lunch or something or a snack by myself and just eating in my car. Like it's so, I don't know. I got my Taco Bell and I pulled into the parking lot of like a store that was right there. And obviously I parked away from where everybody could see me because I don't want people staring at me, walking by, watching me eat. And I just ate my food. Wait, I gotta drink water. What are you doing? Hi. Have you even been there the whole time?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
No, you haven't. Yeah. I haven't even been recording for 10 minutes. Bruh, I did tell her yesterday. Messages? What in the world? You're so annoying. What are you wearing? Are you promoting Spotify? You know they're getting rid of Spotify Premium. Well, they're keeping Spotify Premium, but they're putting ads on Spotify Premium and making people buy Spotify Premium Deluxe to get free of ads. I'm mad because they decided to come out here and play their music at full blast.
But you can't hear them.
Yes, you can.
You couldn't hear the dehumidifier the other day.
The what? Yeah, the what?
The dehumidifier.
Oh, you couldn't hear it?
I couldn't hear it.
Oh. Wow. Well, I can hear it in the headphones, so that's why I'm like, I can hear it. But you can't really hear the wind. Because it has this, like, thing blocking all that stuff. But, yeah. It started raining earlier, too. Because I came out here earlier to read my book, The Hunger Games. And I was, like, I saw, like, a drop fall on the book. And I was, like, bruh. And it just started, like, raining. Yeah. So I, like, ran inside. I did hear y'all.
Oh.
I heard the... Bah, bah. Oh. Yeah. I was just waiting to see when you... Because I looked back, like, twice. Like,
well, I
oh.
I thought you were.
No. You want to say hey?
Huh? Well, they can hear me. Hello.
You said that they couldn't hear you earlier. I mean, that you couldn't hear the other sound earlier.
Yeah, but they can hear the voices because the other day I listened to some of your podcasts, the one where mom came in saying she was housekeeping.
Oh, you can actually hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, because I only heard a bit of it, but I think I got to a little past where mom was in there.
Oh.
She said that, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Like
no, bam. Yeah.
I'm going back inside.
Okay.
We were going to tell you if you wanted to go get some tacos.
From where?
Albertville.
Albertville?
Yeah.
That's like a... Freaking like 2 hours away.
No, it's like an hour.
Oh. I probably shouldn't be saying where locations are where near where I live. I'm just lying.
But no, but where you live.
I wanted Chinese food though. But y'all want tacos. I don't know. We're all gonna go like ahorita ratito?
We haven't told mom and dad.
Oh. Oh, okay. Like, at what time?
Like, now, I guess.
Now?
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, because it's pretty far, and then to come back.
Oh.
I mean, they close at 3 in the morning.
What's up? What time do they open?
2?
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh.
2 or 3. They close at 3 in the morning.
Oh, dang.
They close from Monday to Wednesday, and then they open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh. Oh, okay. Pues ahorita, if y'all decide que sí, let me know so I can go change.
Dad was saying he felt a little sick, or if it's the allergies, I don't know. Celeste was feeling a little bit like that. And
well, they're all like that because of the pollen. And then mom's with her foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't look like they...
Well, dad got home and took a... He fell asleep at the watching his phone. But then he went and showered and went to take a nap. So he just woke up from a nap like 30 minutes ago. Okay. Well, let me know. And I can go change. Anyways, let's wait for her to leave. Dun 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 dun. I should make like a little like she was listening to me the whole time. Anyways, I should make a little like a intermission sound music. Oh, not them yelling over there. It's the dog. I'm telling you, that dog. Oh, as I was saying, or what was I talking about? I was talking about about eating in my car by myself. Yeah, I like eating in the car by myself. I think it's really peaceful. And that, I don't know, it just like allows me to. Oh, that's what I was saying. Because I got my food. I sat in my car. I propped up my phone and I started watching a YouTube video. And then she called me, actually. My sister, the one that just came out here, Vanessa, she was calling me. So I was on the phone with her for a bit. But it's enjoyable to just sit in the car and people watch. That's what I was thinking. That's what the word I was trying to, people watch. But yeah. I was getting water. That's what I was getting too. So if you have your water with you, like always, like you should know, take a nice big 5 sips of your water. Stay hydrated. I actually need to wash my Stanley. I actually need to wash my Stanley because it's been like probably close to, this is gonna sound really disgusting, it's been close to a month that I haven't washed it, but like I rinse it, okay, I rinse it out every time I use it, I rinse it out, but I haven't like washed it with soap or anything, so it's not disgusting because it's been rinsed and it's been cleansed, but it hasn't been cleansed deeply with soap and stuff. I hope y'all were able to hear her when she came out here, but ooh, what is that? Whoa. I have never seen a bird walk upside down on the freaking tree. Like, I am not kidding, that bird. There's a bird on the tree, and it's literally walking on a branch upside down. How is it doing that? Like, does it claw on? It's obviously clawing on with its feet, but like, I've never seen that, because it started like walking down the actual tree stump, like down, and then it got onto a branch and started walking upside down. I thought it was a squirrel when I looked over it, but it's a freaking bird. I don't know where I went now. That's so cool. Or like, yeah, like how birds, they just live in their little nests in trees. Because I was thinking about that the other day, it was storming. I was looking out and I was like, dang, it's still like windy and like stormy, and I was like, how do birds stay in their nest like that, you know? Like, they have to endure through all of that, like snow, rain, thunderstorms. Like, that's like hardcore next level living there. It's actually chilly now. Well, no, yeah, the wind's like getting a little chillier. It's really pretty though. I'm enjoying all the, like, those little pieces of like from the trees are falling too. I wish we had that type of grass, because we have real, like, our grass is like actual like
real grass that's like not like it wasn't placed on top of dirt or something. So it's like it's not like the soft kind of grass. It's not hard because the one I'm on right now, this one is actually placed. I think they redid this area where I'm at right now because I'm sitting on our swing. We have a little swing outside here. And this area where the swing is at right here, they redid this. So they put like actual like the little like grass patches. But I think it is real grass or something. But like I know that kind of like grass that's like almost synthetic grass, but it's real. It looks real. Or I think it's real. I don't know. But it's this one type of grass that's super soft. So like when you walk on it, it like it feels so nice. This one is sort of like that, but because I'm like, but I know the one over there. Also, I don't really feel comfortable walking on grass barefoot because I'm like, how many things are on here? Like just all the little insects that are on there. And then because we have a dog too, the whole backyard is her bathroom. So like, I'm pretty sure there's not a spot here where she hasn't at least taken the pee once. So I'm like, I really don't want, except I know this spot here though, where I'm at right now. She doesn't really take pees here ever. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm talking about this. But I've always wanted to just walk barefoot. And oh my gosh, there's so many ants there. That's also so, like, crazy. Like, ants. Like, they're just all walking in the single file line right now. Like, I don't know. I don't like ants. Where are they going? I'm just, like, getting distracted by everything. Because, like, I feel like when you're outside, like, there's so much going on. And you see all these things happening. And you're like, it's crazy how many things are out here just living their own life. Whether it's humans, animals, insects, trees. Because, like, just everything's out here living their own life and living it their own way. And I'm just here in this swing recording my podcast. And my neighbors are outside barbecuing. And my other neighbors are doing something else. And my friends are doing something else. And that bird was walking upside down on the tree. And that bee right now is just flying around looking for pollen. Like we're all just on this earth living, trying to make it every day. But I mean, the good thing is we're here. I need to come out here more, sit out here more. I feel like this episode's just like so random. Like this is probably the most random episode I've ever done because I'm honestly mesmerized. And it sounds like I've never been outside before by the way I'm talking about things right now. But I feel like this is me every time I come outside and I'm just outside by myself. Because I'll come outside, but then sometimes my dad is out here. So he starts being like, oh, you never help me out. You need to help me out. So then I have to help him out, do yard work, or he puts me to do something, you know. But whenever I get the chance to just come outside by myself and really appreciate everything, it's like a different level of zen and a different level of like gratefulness, really. Because like this, I've literally been here my whole entire life. Like this backyard, I have been running in this backyard and I have been living in this place since I think I was 3 years old when we moved here. I can't remember. I think I was three. Because we moved right after my birthday. So we moved right after my birthday. So I think I was 3 years old. So we've been here for about 14 years, I think. Wait, no, we haven't. Sorry. That would mean that would be 17 years. I'm so dumb. I'm 19 right now. I was 3. So that means we've been here for, 16 years. Apparently, I don't know how to do math. I think we've been here around like 16 years. And just seeing how much things have changed and how many things have also stayed the same is really crazy. Like here in the part I'm looking at right now, we used to have two trees right smack dab in the middle of where there's like all this grass, and there used to be like a hammock in between those two trees, but then my dad knocked those down because he was scared they were gonna like fall someday with like if it was really windy, and those were like the most closest to our house that could damage it. And then there was this humongous, beautiful, literally beautiful tree, literally right by my parents' bedroom. It's like straight right over to me, but they chopped it down because it was also like they were scared that was just gonna fall in case it was like, if it was like windy or like if it was like, you know, like a bad storm, it would be like a big hazard. But we used to also have a swing hanging there. And then that was gone. Now that's gone, but the tree stump is still there. They left the tree stump and they like decorated it around there. But the actual tree is gone. But then there's just so many other little things that it's like everything's still the same, but everything has changed at the same time. And how I've been living here all my life. And I'm honestly really thankful for it. I feel like that's also why I have such crazy attachment to this house, and I'm scared that, because my parents have talked about it a couple times, and I don't know if they're joking or if they're being for real, but they're like, oh, we should probably move to like a one-story house or something like that. And they're like they don't really see themselves, I guess, living here like after all of us move out. Now he is drilling into his porch. Okay. They're like remodeling or something over there. But I've always told them that I don't ever want to let go of this house because I have such a crazy attachment to it. That I couldn't stand moving and then driving by here and seeing somebody else here. Like seeing other people's kids running in the backyard or seeing another family load in groceries here. Like I can't. Or knowing that somebody else is sleeping in my room, you know? Which I feel like might sound weird, but I can't envision not ever having this house, you know? So that's another thing also why I've always been scared of like tornadoes and stuff, because we live in a place where, you know, tornadoes are pretty common during tornado season. So every time there's talk about like, oh, there's like a high risk for tornadoes, I'm like, I really hope it stays away from us, because okay. I'm pretty sure y'all heard that. I can't imagine not having this house, or I couldn't imagine living anywhere else, you know, growing up anywhere else. Really, I could not. And I do say that I do want to move countries or I do want to move out, but I really couldn't see myself having grown up somewhere else, or who I would have been going to a different school. Because my house where I live, it's like right on the edge of school, not school districts, but like it's on the edge of like school, where two schools divide up. So basically we had the choice, my parents had the choice to send us to either or school. And I think it was more for high school, not necessarily elementary school. I think for elementary school, we had to go to the one where me and my sisters went. But, our parents had the choice to be like, oh, let's send them over here instead of over here. But I feel like I would have been a completely different person. And obviously I would have been a completely different person, and I would have had completely different people in my life if it would have not been for moving and living in this house. Or if my parents never moved to the U.S., you know? It would have been a whole different story. I would have had a whole different life, a whole different story, different people. And I just can't envision that, because I'm so accustomed to my life and
to my little things that happen to me every day. Whether good or bad, really. But I'm just grateful for everything. I guess this episode's about being grateful, really. About really appreciating everything in the moment. And really not taking anything for granted. I feel like I'm kind of learning that a little bit more and more every day. Especially because I work every single day. And I'm out doing something every single day that I'm like, I should really appreciate the moments I have to be with myself, or the moments I have to be with my family, my cousins, with my friends. I should appreciate it all. We should all appreciate those moments more. We're not here forever. We have limited time. And I know some people are like, oh, I wish we were immortal, or I wish we had unlimited time and we would never die, or we could choose when to die or something. But I think that having that immortality would make life very boring. Because in a way, knowing that one day you're gonna die, I know this sounds a little morbid, I'm sorry if it sounds morbid, but knowing that one day you're gonna die and you don't know when is actually really special and really comforting in a way, because you try harder, you strive for more, and you work to be a better person, because you don't want to die being someone that you did not like. You know, you appreciate more little details and those nights that you stay up late with your mom, or when you are out with your cousins, or the nights where you're up by yourself crying. You appreciate all that a little more, because you know that you won't have those nights forever. You'll appreciate those trips you take with your family a little more. And I know for sure that I'll appreciate sitting out here, and I'll appreciate having this house, having my family. And I'll appreciate this moment a lot. Well, sorry for that. I don't know. There's so many things in life that kind of set us up to not be happy. I guess the social structure of how humans have built their life and how humans have created kind of like a structure to how this is how you're supposed to live and this is what you're supposed to do on Monday through Friday or something like that. But it's okay to stray from that. It's okay to make your own version of your own life, because it's your life. And if you have somebody in your life that doesn't appreciate that, or somebody who doesn't appreciate you for who you are, then they're not worth it. They're not worth it. The people in your life who truly love you, and the people in the life who truly care about you, and who are going to be there for you no matter what, are the ones who don't look at you and start picking you apart or try to make you a different person. It's not those people. The real people are the ones who see you and hear you and appreciate you for every single flaw, and appreciate you for every single thing that you're good at, and appreciate you for everything you're bad at, and appreciate you for your weird quirks, for your funny moments, for your bad moments. The ones who are there for you when you are crying, the ones who are there for you when you're laughing, those are the real people. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I know what I'm saying, but I'm just like, I guess being out here and being out here by myself and looking at how big the sky is and how much there is past that really makes me take it in a little more. Anyways, I think that's going to be all for today. I hope everyone can take something away from today's episode. And I hope wherever you are, whatever you're going through, that you have people in your life who are there for you. But know that having yourself is more than enough. That you should appreciate yourself and really take time to lift yourself up. If you're feeling down right now, if you're in a really bad mental state right now, know that you can make it through it. Because you're here right now, you were here yesterday, and you're going to be here tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be here tomorrow. And knowing that is comfort. And knowing that makes you want to strive to be a better person. So I hope everybody has had a great week. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Well, you'll be hearing this on Sunday, so I guess the weekend will be over. But I hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my day. Maybe get tacos with my sister and my brother-in-law. And I'm going to try to enjoy every moment a little more. So I love you all so very much. Thank you for being here again every single week. Today was the 10th episode. I didn't even address that like I said I was last week. But today is the 10th episode. So we've been here for 10 whole weeks. And that is insane. And I am so thankful again for everybody that has been here since day one. And I plan to be here uploading more episodes. And they will be every Friday moving forward, hopefully. Unless something changes and I have to push it back a couple days. But thank you all so very much. I love you all. I appreciate you all. Keep being strong. Keep fighting for yourself. Keep fighting for each other. And always fight for a better future for everybody. For everybody. We're all living in very hard, crazy times. But working together and knowing that we can make it is great. So, yeah. Anyways, actually this time for real. So, goodbye. I hope everybody enjoyed it, this episode. Bye. I'm so dumb. Anyways, bye.